Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I am so excited that you are here again today. Can you believe we are almost at the end of the first quarter already? Like the time is flying by. And so I want to do a quick check-in with you. How did quarter one go? Tell me your highlights. Tell me what went really well. What's working for you? Please email me at hello@shaylahilton.com. I want to hear all about your quarter one. Do you feel like you're on track? Do you feel like you're meeting your goals? Do you feel like you are progressing with your calling and your purpose? Let me know. I want to hear all about it. So today we are talking about three mistakes you're making when it comes to understanding your calling. Three mistakes. Okay, I want to share these three mistakes with you because so often when I'm talking to people, these three things kind of keep coming up over and over again. And I want to make sure that you're not making these three mistakes on your calling journey. But before we do that, a show review. Today's show review is from Made to Be Thriving, and it's titled Truth. I love how Shayla speaks truth in love, powerful reminders and encouragement that so many of us need. So thank you so, so much for sharing that show review. I truly appreciate it, and I appreciate you so much, and it is such a big help. So if you all would just take a few minutes to leave a review, I will just be so grateful to you as well. So you can just drop down an Apple Podcasts, click on the 5 stars, click write a review, type whatever you want about the show, what you've enjoyed, what inspires you, what has encouraged you, what you have learned, whatever. It can be short and simple, and then click send. That's it. Hey friend, welcome to the Called and Confident podcast, where you will find strategies and solutions to discover your calling, get unstuck, and move in the direction that God is leading you. I'm Shayla, and for many years, I struggled doing all of the things, but still wondered, what was my true purpose? I did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but it just didn't feel like it was all coming together or making the impact that I had expected. I just felt like there was still so much more. Have you been feeling stuck in life and wondering if God has forgotten about you? If so, I can totally relate. My mission is to help you take action on your God-given assignment so you can confidently live healthy, healed, and whole. If you're ready to say yes to your calling and start moving forward, then you're in the right place. Girl, it's time for a little sister chat. You grab the popcorn, I'll grab the peanut M&Ms, and meet me on the couch. Let's get started. Okay, friend, today we are talking about the three mistakes that you are making when it comes to understanding your calling. So these are three things that are very common in the conversations that I have with people all the time about calling, about purpose, about destiny, about why did God place me in the earth? What am I supposed to be doing? These three things keep popping up time and time again, and they are hindering people and holding them back. And I don't want that to be you. So let's talk through them. Here's number three. Here is something that many people are struggling with, and it's shrinking back. So when it comes to understanding your calling, there are many people who keep shrinking back from the call, shrinking back from the assignment. They want to do it. They want to jump out there, but there's a lot of fear surrounding it. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of what if I don't do it well? What if nobody supports me? What if no one shows up? And so because of the fear, because of the challenges, because of possibly failing at it in the past, many people shrink back from their calling. They shrink back from the assignment on their lives. They decide, I would rather just not even try than to try again and fail, or to try again and be embarrassed, to try again and feel less than. I'm just not even going to do it. But I want to encourage you today, as you are understanding your calling, as you're understanding the thing that God puts you here in the earth to do, I want to encourage you not to shrink back. Don't pull away from it. Don't run away from the assignment. I want you to decide in this year, you are going to move forward. You're going to make progress, and you're going to run toward the thing God is calling you to do. You are not going to shrink back from it. You're not going to hide from it. You're not going to walk away from it, but you are going to run in the direction that God is leading you. I want you to do that this year. Decide to commit to the thing that God is calling you to do, and then run toward it. Take off toward it. Find out everything you can find out about the thing God called you to do. Be diligent, be consistent, be focused, be determined to complete and understand the thing that God called you to do this year. I wanted to tell you about my free ebook, 7 Biggest Mistakes to Avoid When Navigating Your God-Ordained Path. Embarking on a journey to discover and navigate your God-ordained path is a thrilling and transformational experience. It's a quest for purpose, fulfillment, and a deeper connection with your faith. While this journey is filled with blessings and divine guidance, it can also be challenging, especially if you're not prepared. In this free resource, we'll explore the 7 biggest mistakes to avoid when navigating your God-ordained path. Learning from these missteps can help you embrace your unique journey with wisdom, resilience, and confidence. So head on over to shaylahilton.com/mistakes or click the link in the show notes, okay? Grab that resource. I know it's going to really, really help you. Here's the second mistake that many people are making when it comes to understanding their calling. They keep comparing themselves to other people. And I want to encourage you today, please don't do that. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Even if you have a similar calling, even if you have a similar path, we are all uniquely created to do something specific in the earth. So God has created you to do something in the earth that only you can do. Created you to do something that He desires for you to do. He created you to be effective for a group of people. And that's something that only you can do. So you don't need to compare yourself to a friend, to a family member. You don't need to compare yourself to coworkers, to the minister at church, to a pastor, to anybody, to the celebrity, to the influencer, whoever. Do not compare yourself. Don't compare your journey. Don't compare where you are right now. You might feel like, oh, I'm so far behind in life. I hate this. But I want to encourage you not to do that, because it's never helpful. All it does is frustrate us further, right? When we begin the comparison game. So don't do that. It's a huge mistake that all of us have made at some point in time. And I want to encourage you to avoid that mistake this year. As you are understanding your calling, as you are walking in the thing that God called you to do, do not compare yourself to anybody else. Just only compare yourself to yourself. If you feel like you need to be in competition, or if you feel like you need a marker, something to compare yourself to where you were in the past. Be better than you were last year. Be better than you were last week. Be better than you were last month. Be closer to your purpose than you were last year. That's the only kind of comparison I want to encourage you to do this year, is just to trust God and trust Him on your calling journey, and know that He is moving you toward the place and toward the thing that He has for you, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it doesn't seem like it, even if you feel like people are running circles around you and lapping you and you're not moving. Please do not do that to yourself. Trust me, it doesn't end up anywhere good. All it does is frustrate you. All it's going to do is make you sad, make you overwhelmed. So just completely avoid that at all costs, and trust that you are exactly where God would have you to be on your calling journey, and you are making progress, even if it doesn't seem like it. Here's the number one thing that I feel like people are doing, the number one mistake that people are making when it comes to understanding their calling, and that is they are quitting too soon. People quit, and I understand why, because it gets hard, it gets rough, it gets frustrating. It feels like it's never going to end. It feels like it's never going to improve. You feel like you're never going to get to the place. You feel like you're never going to check off the thing that you know you're supposed to do. But I want to encourage you today, do not quit. Do not quit on your calling. Do not quit on the assignment that God has for your life. Do not quit on the thing that He puts you in the earth to do, even if it feels like it's not coming together. Even if it feels like it's not moving forward, even if it feels like nothing is happening in that area, I want to encourage you to stay the course. Keep going, keep moving, keep pressing. Even if it feels like you have so little left to give, take a breath. Take a breather, get your energy up, and then keep moving forward. Just absolutely refuse to quit this year. That is what I want to encourage you to do. Refuse to quit on your calling. Refuse to quit on your assignment. Refuse to quit on yourself this year, because there's so much greatness on the inside of you. You have so much potential. There's so many things that God wants to do in your life, through your life, around your life. And you have to be committed to the call. You have to decide that I'm going to do this. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be determined that I am not going to quit no matter what. And trust me, when you make up in your mind that you are going to commit to your calling, you're going to commit to the thing that God's called you to do, in this year, then you will see results in your life. You will see things begin to change. You will see things begin to turn around. You will see things begin to move forward. You'll be able to see a path that you couldn't see before. So this year, my prayer for you, as you are continuing to make progress in your calling journey, as you are continuing to go deeper in the things of God, as you are continuing to let God develop you and process you and bring you forward, my prayer for you this year is that you will not shrink back. My prayer is that you will not compare yourself to anyone else. And I'm praying for you this year that you absolutely refuse to quit, no matter what. Stay in the game. Stay in the fight. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Keep making small steps. Do the little things. Do the simple things. Celebrate small victories. Move forward. Every single day, get 1% better. Every single day, take the next step. Every single day, do a little bit more. Every single day, pull yourself up, pull yourself together, and make a little bit more progress. Make a little forward motion. Just be determined this year not to quit. Okay, so I'm praying for you. If you need me, feel free to reach out to me. I definitely want to hear from you. Don't forget, email me at hello@shaylahilton.com and let me know how your quarter one was. Let me know your wins. Let me know how you're progressing on your calling journey. Let me know where you feel like you are in the process. Let me know the number one question that you have right now about your calling, about your purpose, about what God has called you to do. I would love to hear from you. Send me your number one question about your calling in this season of your life. Okay? So I'm praying for you. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you again in the next episode. All right, sis. I know you have to get back to your day, but I hope this was helpful and I pray it blessed you tremendously. Before you go, can you leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share this with another sister who is ready to confidently walk in her calling? Oh, and don't forget to connect with me on social media. I appreciate you and I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Just remember, God's got it and God's got you. Talk to you soon.